This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another version or another edition, another visitation on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to cover more ground this week in our continuing quest to make farming better for the family farmers. That's the idea behind this get-together. Farm living is our focus. Successful farms run by families, family farm businesses, locavores who use your product food, and farming, all part of our perusal here on the American Family Farm. We're going to meet Chelsea Davis in a few minutes from Farm Action. She's the director for Farm Action. She's a family farmer in Missouri. So we'll talk about her coalition. We'll talk about her family farm. You'll get some ideas, and we'll all be happy as we move ahead here. One of the big items this week is a focus on eggs. A lot of farmers who are egg farmers are looking at the landscape wondering what they do to deserve all this attention. You may or may not have heard the story about 220 million eggs, an ungodly number of eggs being recalled because of a fear of salmonella. The Food and Drug Administration is all over this. The company, the farm that hires farmers all over the place to grow their eggs, and they just aggregate them and distribute them. This group of eggs, consumers affected in Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia. Walmart sells these eggs. Waffle House uses the eggs under the name of Coburn Family Farm, Country Daybreak Farm, Crystal Farm, Glenview Farm, Great Value Farm, and Sunshine Farm. So the question for those of you who like eggs, I'm not an egg fan, I don't like them, I know they're good for protein, but ugh. There are recommendations on what to do. If you're worried, don't bring the eggs back to the store. Here's what you do. You boil them, and you boil them, and you boil them some more. If those of you who like runny eggs, time has passed for that to be healthy or smart, because they just aren't. You can't, because of these huge, if you're growing eggs on your own farm, you're selling them on your farm, you got 100 hens in their layers, and maybe you sell a couple of dozen eggs a day, or maybe 100 dozen a week, or something like that. This is not about you. This is about these guys that have millions of eggs produced every week for sale in huge stores, not for sale on farms in the local stores. No, that's not what this is. Those eggs are going to be okay. And so if you're not able to find a local farmer who sells eggs, what you ought to do is make sure you buy pasteurized eggs. Pasteurized eggs have been, well, there's good and bad to that. Pasteurized eggs are safe, no salmonella, no E. coli, no listeria, none of that stuff. But as with milk, with the modern methods of treating milk and making sure it's safe, comes lasering, microwaving. It kills all the taste, all the flavor, all the benefit. So you can buy pasteurized eggs, but what are you going to get out of it is the question. The other important thing, you know, like mayonnaise, things that are made with eggs, you always hear, don't leave them out, especially when it's warm. Eggs and egg products need to be refrigerated at all times. If you get a cracked egg or a dirty egg that hasn't been washed, because when the eggs come, for those of you who don't know this, when the eggs, farmers know it, but the people who buy the eggs may not know that eggs are dirty when they come out of the hen house. Eggs come out of the same end of the chicken as the poop, and often they're together. And not inside, but outside. The shell of eggs, I can't tell you how many eggs I collected when I was a kid, and they had poop all over them. So you just wash them, and they're fine. And that stuff doesn't get through the shell, unless the shell is cracked. The shell is cracked, toss the egg. No more runny eggs, though. To avoid the risk of salmonella contamination, make sure your eggs are fully cooked. everything is firm, right? And I'm talking about cooking it at 160, 180 degrees or hotter. That's what you do with the eggs. So, and then there's mycotoxin. It's also a possibility because sometimes the chickens get sick as well. And there are a lot of pathogens that are around, especially these huge, huge. You see, this is another. If you've got 100 hens, you're fine. But if you've got 1,000 or 10,000. I remember going to a hen house in Pennsylvania once. There were 35,000 hens in that barn. How do you manage 35,000 hens? The answer is you don't. And so mycotoxins, salmonella, anything you can think of, man, these guys have got it. So the question now comes on, why would I want to be an egg farmer with all of this? Who wants to grow eggs? Well, the interest in eggs because of a protein source, what's driving the cost of eggs is going up, if you haven't noticed that. And the question comes on what's driving the price increases. Demand mostly is usually the case with any product, that any commodity that price goes up. Somebody's eating more eggs. Consumers are eating eggs. And this is, by the way, if you don't know the process, it takes a couple, 3 or 4 months for a poultry farmer to raise a chick into a laying hen. The prices have gone up because there aren't as many eggs being, not as many hens being raised. And then there's the business about beef and pork decline in that consumption. So there's more poultry to a point, but mostly eggs, the most popular sign of, I'm looking at last time I was in a Bob Evans. I remember somebody ordering sunny side up eggs. I never see that anymore, but sunny side up and sausage. That's very popular. It's very popular in these restaurants. They serve thousands of these in the course of a week. So anyway, that's why the price is going up. That's why people are getting paid more. There's information. And by the way, a final stroke in this. One of the top 10 bits of misinformation about food safety, most deaths from food poisoning caused by fresh produce like these eggs, that's not true. There is a danger here, and I don't want to discount it, but the mainstream media doesn't report on things like this. Last year, 1,800 people died in America from foodborne pathogens. Only a fraction die from the contamination. By far, the majority of food poisoning is caused by the consumption of spoiled foods, dead foods, animal-human transmission of pathogens, that sort of thing. For example, one of the largest foodborne killers is a toxoplasma called Gondili, and it causes a disease that people get from being around cats. And cats coming into contact with their food. Never let your cat on the table and stick his or her nose into your food. This is awful. These damn cats, like cats, but last year 553 people died because of contamination of this sort of thing. And it's directly related to cats having contact with your food. So do not eat. You've got a 7,000% higher chance of dying from this kind of a problem than eating anything that fresh produce may have on it, like the stuff with the eggs. All right? And, sometimes things get spoiled, like tomato sauce, canned foods, bad pasteurized milk, that sort of thing. This is something that you need to be aware of. So I pass it along. A word to the wise, as they say, is sufficient. 15 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm going to help you cleanse your body. This is for people of all ages, whether you're male or female, doesn't make any difference. Because food is as bad as it is now, we have GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, all kinds of things that are processed. So you on the farm know that better than anybody else. I'm going to suggest that you get yourself onto a new course, onto a new habit, using Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. I started drinking it a month or so ago, and it really makes me feel good. Awareness of what's going on in your body is paramount for me. And I'm happy to get, I have a lot of energy anyway. This gives me even more. If you're wondering how it works, Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula. Gentle daily cleansing takes place, getting your toxins, the mold, the parasites, bacteria, out of your body. Because the food is lousy now, this is an additional way to protect yourself. So in order to get yourself on to Get the Tea, go to GetTheTea.com. Get the Tea. It's Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship it to you free. Get ready for more energy. You'll like it. You'll love it. Not available in stores. You got to get it online. GetTheTea.com. Clean up your act. Clean up your body. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
All right, it's almost 18 after the hour. Let me introduce you to Chelsea Davis, who's the Communication Director for Family Farm Action. She's a family farmer, as I said, from the Midwest. Let's start, Chelsea, by you telling us what Family Farm Action is.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on Family Farm Action. Really is a group of is a group of farmers who were kind of frustrated with lawmakers and policies that didn't really reflect, the type of family farm that we do in protecting our rural communities. So we work really hard to help get, officials elected who are doing the good work for family farmers and help, with policy, making sure that good policy is implemented that helps family farmers in rural communities.
So let's just take a stab at what good policy is, because it may be that some of us might not agree on what good policy is. You and I would probably agree because we come from the same. You're a farm kid, right?
I am a farm kid, I'm from Missouri and grew up on a small family farm in southwest Missouri and currently have a farm in central Missouri. We raise pigs on pasture. We have ducks for eggs and a small greenhouse.
All right, so what did you think of what I just was saying with regard to eggs? Yeah, I'm sure you were listening to that. What did you think of what I was saying?
Yeah, well, I think you're right. There's a lot of concern around eggs right now because of the recent scare, and I think it's great to remind people that it's important to buy from local egg producers because they're taking care of the chickens and they're taking care of the eggs. So,
you're taking care of it. That's the whole mantra here. As you probably figured out, if you did any work on me or the American Family Farmer, you know that it's all about the locavores who love what we do on the farms. They want to see how the chickens are doing. They go to the hen house. Maybe they want to see how the cows are milked. They want to go out in the pasture and see what's going on. They want to go to the garden. They pick their own raspberries, that kind of stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what it's about. So when we come back in a moment, I want you to explain more about the Farmer's Bill of Rights. We have what we call in Massachusetts the freedom to farm. Well, I'll explain it to you in a second because I think a lot of states have this. It's 21 after the hour. You're listening to the weekly American Family Farmer.
Join Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
23 after the hour. Yes, here is to the farmer. Find the weekly podcast of the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You'll find that it's all archived there, and you can look and see what we've talked about, how you can learn about what's going on. A guest like Chelsea Davis, I'm sure she will take her appearance on this program and post it on her own website, which is farmaction.us. Farmaction.us. So, the farmers that are getting together here, we all know that the big government, the big interests of the big corporate farms are not in league with us. They aren't. They're just not. Right. And so they're trying to put I'm a dairy guy. They're trying to put dairy, and they've been very successful, by the way, at putting dairy farmers out of business so that they can support their 5 and 10 and 15,000 cow herds. That for whatever the reason is, they think it's cheaper to get the milk. Never mind whether it's quality or not. It's
right.
It's just what's cheap. So I'm guessing that applies to you. So this group that you have, Farm Action, has come up with a Farmer's Bill of Rights. Would you like to go through in some detail what it is that is going to be a part of this? I'm interested to see the people that have joined on here, seed suppliers and farm co-ops and that sort of thing. So what do we do? I want to sign on to this myself. What's it going to do for me?
Yeah, so, you know, the Farmers' Bill of Rights is really rights that we believe that all communities and farmers and ranchers have a right to. You know, we have 9 of them on our website, and people can go on and check those out. But, you know, just to highlight a few of them, you know, the right to food security, knowing where our food comes from, and also letting farmers, you know, farm, and the food is best when it comes from local communities and it's close to you. So that's one of them. Also the right to repair, being able, you know, to work on our own equipment and those type of things. And then also the right to local control. And that's probably a big one that we're focused on right now, just with some legislation that is currently being proposed.
Well, there's the this whole business, the Food Safety Enhancement Act that was passed a couple of years ago. It was supposed to be put into operation. It's been stalled because it's stupid. And most of the family farmers, the big companies wouldn't be affected by it at all. It's aimed, big business gets to big government. You know, I think it's almost laughable now, Chelsea. We know how these big ag people, as with most other, whether it's FDA, USDA, it could be EPA, it doesn't make any difference what the agency is. The big companies that are regulated by these entities send their people to go to work. Uh-huh. They apply for jobs, they get hired, they change policy, screw everybody that doesn't go along with them and their ideas, then they leave and go back to the company, and we're set with coming up with how to be accountable for something that we have no reason or that we don't, it doesn't make any sense for us to be accountable for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I get off on this, and I sometimes I get onto it too, so this is your show, this is your time, so I don't want to. But you know what I'm saying. You know, the way it's... Well, give us an example of how it's affected you on your farm.
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, I think it's important to remember that, you know, local communities, you know, they have, you know, they have laws that they work on that are good for their local community, whether
right.
that's the soil or the animals or the food. And, you know, government is best when it's close to its people. And, you know, one of these pieces of legislation is so timely that we're talking today because, you know, we're right now, they're marking up the 2018 Farm Bill right now. And so one of those bills that we're so concerned about is H.R. 4879. That's Representative Steen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Over. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows.
This is Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, an overview of what's going on the family farm with an eye toward the locavore movement, people that are using our products. We're discussing the Farmer's Bill of Rights with Chelsea Davis, who is the Communication Director for Family Farm Action. You can go to their website, farmaction.us, if you'd like to support, join, help out on the Farmer's Bill of Rights. We were talking about Representative Steve King introducing H.R. 4879, which is supposed to help promote farm products. I mentioned, I think, Chelsea, in Massachusetts, where I have my farm, we have a right to farm bylaw that covers the state's farmers in some communities like the one I live in. I'm on the Ag Commission in town, and we have five farmers left in my town. That's it. And so we got our committee got the town to the town meeting to adopt the right to farm bylaw as a code or codified in the local bylaw system. And that's important because in communities like mine, which is a suburban Boston community, not like where you are, where we have all kinds of pressure against the land for building. I'm trying to save my farm by selling development rights off of it so it'll be protected forever. There are movements like that, but there, and people are supportive because they're coming around to understanding what they've missed. And so I guess if we look at what's before us now, it's like, let's do this before it's too late. And we're looking at each other saying, well, how do we miss that? Isn't that sort of part of what we're talking about here?
You know, I think the main thing that we have to make sure that we're doing is that we're looking at the laws and that we're making sure that those type of laws don't give corporate business, agribusiness, an unfair advantage.
Yes.
Because a lot of times that's what's happening is...
Well, that's the Food Safety Enhancement Act is all about giving them the advantage.
Right, yeah. And so we just have to make sure that, you know, some laws get a good name, but sometimes they, you know, they put family farmers at a real disadvantage. And in particular with House Bill 4879, Representative King's bill, that's essentially what it does. It's taking away the rights of farmers and ranchers and rural communities, and we don't think that's fair. We don't think that's a good way to.
What do we know about him? What do we know about Steve King? Where is he from? What's his background? Who's he connected to?
Right. So he's from Iowa, and you know the main thing is that we oftentimes see that when representatives go to Washington and they spend a lot of time there, they are influenced by large corporations who have a lot of money to send people into the halls of Congress and talk to representatives and persuade them or work on them to do things that aren't necessarily good for their own communities or rural communities across the United States. And that's the main concern here, is that this would affect so many sectors, so many people, from consumers to farmers to rural communities.
Yeah. And so you want to be talking to your congressman, to your senator, emails, phone calls to the office, however you communicate. H.R. 4879, not good for anybody.
Right, we have a petition that you can sign at StopKingsAttack.com. You can sign on. We have a really large coalition of organizations who oppose this legislation, everything from FarmAid to Slow Food USA to even the National Dairy Producers Organization.
So this is, as I understand it, it's sort of a prohibition of crossing state lines with your produce. Right?
Yes. So basically what it does is it negates a bunch of local and state laws related to agriculture and food production. So a good example is, just to give you a quick example, I'm from Missouri, and we're a big cattle-producing state, and we require in Missouri that if cows are brought in from another state, that they have to be tested for brucellosis. And what this would say is that if another state didn't require that, then those cows could come in without being tested, and our herds could be put in serious danger. And so that's just one little example of how this law could really affect a huge amount of people. And, you know, we don't think that Representative King has the right to tell what Missouri or Oregon or Washington, what those states should be doing, because those communities know what's best for them. And they should be making that decision.
Right. Home rule, I believe, is another way of referring. We've become so attached to Washington because they've bought us off with all the money that gets spent on so-called local programs, local road works, school works, health work, all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it inculcates and comes in and they take over then. Well, if you don't do what we tell you, you're not going to get any of our money. And our money is your money and my money, not their money.
Right.
One of those things you conveniently forget.
It's much easier to, if you don't like a law that's, created in your own town, you can talk to your commissioner or to your elected official. You see them at church. You see them at the diner. You see them at the grocery store, and you can say, this is really affecting me. When they're in Washington, you can't. They're far away. They're far removed from those communities.
How much of this, of agriculture today, in your estimation, is controlled or influenced by foreign companies? Chinese coming in, buying up the pork production. Smith's Farm, I think, is now a Chinese company. And you can see that, any number of the same sort of thing happening around the country. Do we really even know how much that's happening?
Yeah, well, I think they're really good at cloaking these companies, so it's hard to know where your food's coming from. I think it's a hard thing for consumers to wrap their heads around, but a majority of the pork is owned by a foreign corporation, a Chinese corporation. The majority of our beef is also owned by foreign corporations, Brazil. And so we see that companies are coming in and they're gobbling up our most precious resources, which are farming and our land. And we need to preserve those. And there's no better way to do that than by telling people and having people be very aware and in touch with what's going on in their communities.
Well, one of the things that I'm looking at, your website, farmaction.us, I look at that and I think, well, I belong to the National Farmers Union, which also I think represents well the issues and the constituency you're talking about. I also, over the years, have belonged to the Farm Bureau Federation. It used to be a lot better for local farmers than it is now. I believe that the American Farm Bureau Federation does speak more for the big farmers than the small farmers. They followed the money, and so they aren't what they were when I was a kid. So maybe that's why we need another organization to support the needs that we have. I mean, the general consensus is that we all want to eat well. And we can see, if you look at the board of directors of some of the big corporate farms, and you look at the board of directors of the big drug companies, gee, you'll see some names that are the same. I wonder why that is. Well, that's because you're being sold food that'll make you sick, and they can make the money on both ends. We'll sell you the food that'll kill you, and we'll sell you the drugs that'll keep you alive, or at least try to. It's a big scam. It's a huge scam. All right, hold on a second. We'll finish our conversation in a moment. Chelsea Davis is here from Family Farm Action, farmaction.us. 43 minutes past the hour. I'm going to help you lose weight. These are helpful tips that are aimed to answer frequently asked questions about losing weight. There's a product called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calotren is the number one choice these days for a healthy approach to losing weight. It's great for all kinds of things, but the active ingredient is collagen protein. That's known, proven as a matter of fact, to be very good for promoting lean muscle and weight loss. Collagen. And Calotren's collagen protein is of the highest quality, made with all natural digestive enzymes, so it'll help you absorb the collagen fully. 20% of your body, you know, is collagen. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. And if you're Kara's age, Kara, who is the line producer for this program, Kara Schillen, she's in her mid-20s. She's already starting to lose her collagen. Her body is on decline. So this is for you, Kara, and everybody else who's 20 or above. You need collagen peptides, and you get them from Calotren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Go to toploss.com for a special 10% off radio deal. Make sure you mention DJV or Doug Steffen, and you get the 10% off. Toploss.com. Get a free bottle also when you buy three. So you get 10% off plus a free bottle. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV or the name Doug Steffen. Or if you're more comfortable, call 833-TOPLOSS. That's 833-867-5677.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I'm just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the rules for meat and poultry products. For those of you who are contemplating the sale of meat products from your farm, first thought might be to butcher old hens and sell them at farmers markets, that kind of stuff. Butchering and processing is not an easy job, and it's not something that if you handle it well, you're fine. If you don't, then you're not gonna. There are a lot of regulations now, though, that are being put in place. Some farmers think they make their life more miserable, but they're designed to ensure that the products offered for sale are safe. What happened before we had the government to tell us what was safe? Well, a lot of people did have problems, and that's where the regulations came from, although I think we're being over-regulated for now. But anyway, part of the new farm bill is to get more rules on local meat production and poultry production so that people who are on the farm can't just chop up a chicken and bring it to the farmer's market and sell it. It's got to have a label on it, a lot of rules. Because, frankly, most of you are really good at what you do, and most of you are really interested in selling things that are good quality and enhancing your reputation. Some, however, are not. And those are the ones that spoil it for the rest of us. So now come the rules regulating all kinds of things, meat and poultry, how they live, how they die, how they're prepared, how cold you have to keep them, all that sort of thing. Just to underscore what the lady said during the course of this broadcast this week, make sure you know who it is you're buying from. That's the best. I think that's the rule. Know where it's coming from and who's grown the meat, the produce, whatever it is that you're buying. Word to the wise here in the American Family Farmer. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Chelsea Davis from farmaction.us. Go to their website. Figure out how to contribute to support family farms. A lot of locavores. There are a lot of people in my neck of the woods, Chelsea, who want to support the farm. They don't know anything about farming, but they know that they want to eat better, and they understand how they're being jobbed. I was selling raw milk for 7-8 years on my farm and had 4,000 customers. They happily came and paid $12 a gallon, sold 100 gallons or so a day on average, and it was the right thing to do, even though the big corporate guys, the Dean Foods people, wanted to put me out of business. And they used all of the tricks that they usually use, you know, this is going to kill you, when in fact the truth is exactly the opposite. Their stuff isn't going to kill you, but isn't going to do you any good either, because it's just white water.
Yeah.
So, right?
Yeah. No, you're totally right. Yeah.
So, are people giving? Are you finding you've got this appeal, and that's one of the reasons you're here, to get people who aren't necessarily farmers to donate $100 or whatever it is to keep this thing going? Is that what you're getting a lot of your support?
Well, I think we get a support from a lot of different folks, farmers. Like I said, you know, it was started by a bunch of farmers like myself, but also from, you know, food eaters. You know, you mentioned Farmers Union. We work with them a lot. And our main focus is to get a little bit more political and get some better representation in government at all levels. And so that's really our work and our focus, is making sure that we're supporting the work of folks like Farmers Union and others that are doing good work in the food and farm arena, to give them some support and, you know, all work together and help each other out to get better results, really.
Best way to get bigger muscles is to exercise more and eat the right food. So in this
case,
political muscle is what we're looking for. And muscle, you have to push these people around. They push you around, you got to push back.
That's what it really is. Yeah, we're tired of getting pushed around and told what is good for us. When we live here, we know what's good for us, and it's time that we stand up and make sure that our voices are heard. And that's the main goal, is making sure that we're all being represented the way that we should be, and not letting somebody else who doesn't represent us say what's good for us.
You know, one of the things that is important for us to realize is that even though ag has become a commodity business, selling large amounts of corn or whatever it is, soybeans. Oil is a commodity. Food is not. Don't think about it as a commodity, even though that's how it's sold on the open market. Think about it as what you put into your body. And then do something about supporting these folks at farmaction.us. Chelsea Davis, thank you for being here and helping us understand how to better the life of the American family farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After the hour now, the American Family Farmers Show.com is where you find the podcast, and you can hear the whole shows too by clicking onto American Family Farmers Show.com. We talk a lot about rules and regulations and what's going on in terms of what we like, or maybe a little education about what you'd like if you knew more about it. And that's the story with the raw milk. I noticed there was another story about a raw milk farmer who stood up to regulators and consumers, and a lot of farmers have rallied in support because raw milk is still an issue. Let me tell you about that in my commentary after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. We've all heard the stories. A doctor operates on the wrong leg or a surgical instrument is left inside a patient.
Minor surgical procedures such as soft tissue biopsies seem to be more affected by that. And maybe we let our guard down thinking this is just a minor procedure. We can do this pretty swiftly. And that's when more things happen.
In a recent study, Dr. Julianne Binginer found that so-called preconditions to action, things such as stress, mental fatigue, distractions, even overconfidence often played a role in errors, as did organizational culture and processes.
It's usually multiple things have to happen for an error to happen.
This study pointed to anywhere between 4 and 9 factors behind each event. The good news is that while these never events are never supposed to happen, they are rare, and strides have been made to reduce the numbers even more. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Now, 56 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. Two of the major diseases that prompted the industry, the dairy industry, and also public health people to develop standards for the sale of milk a long time ago are still with us. People still talk about brucellosis and tuberculosis like it was something that happened every day and we've got to eradicate it. It's been eliminated. There's no such thing. You wouldn't find it anywhere. And yet, pasteurization, which was good and still is, when used properly or done properly, is great for consuming milk. Those people who prefer to drink raw milk, like me, however, we are thwarted. I can drink the milk from my cows, but you know what I'm saying. I had 4,000 people at one point who came to my farm. I used to sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day easily at $12 a gallon, because people know how beneficial it is, how helpful it is to your immune system, and just building up. It's a fabulous, fabulous food. Anyway, I saw a story of a New Jersey company called Utter Milk issued a cease and desist by the New Jersey Department of Health after a woman who drank milk purchased from the farm became infected with brucellosis. And then, you know, a little bit more about the brucellosis. Well, it turns out that this milk, for, you know, reasons that are unknown to me, came from a tank that was supposed to go to a producer. And that's what happens sometimes. You get milk. I remember some Boy Scouts got sick on a tour of a farm once. They went into the milk room and they took a ladle and they just stuck it into the milk vat and drank the milk. And that milk wasn't supposed to be sold as raw milk, but yet it took over the headlines, don't drink raw milk, it'll kill you, yada yada. And still the public health schools use this as a reason not to buy or drink raw milk. Well, if it's done properly, if the cows are clean, the equipment is clean, farmers are doing a good job, then there's nothing better for you than raw milk. So coming from that, farmers in California, Pennsylvania, and some other places are trying to take care of business, if you will. A fellow named Mark McAfee, who runs Organic Pastures in California, he led a protest of farmers and consumers that actually got all the way to Washington. And there are farmers been put out of business. These people have a constitutional right to be protected. And that's what we were talking about with this woman that was here from this organization that you just heard. You have a right to, you drink the milk that you want to drink. Don't let somebody tell you you can't drink it. You know, make sure you know what the source is. But to have them tell you and me that I can't drink it, or this is a free country, isn't it still, I hope? So anyway, it's another example of many where the government's getting involved in things that they don't really know a whole lot about. 59 past the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.